Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
Cead míle fáilte, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, for a maná. Kia ora, tena koutou, te whanganui atara. Welcome to you all to another edition of Capital Irish at Wellington Access Radio on 106.1 FM. It's myself, Anthony Gaffney, back here, back on the airwaves again for you today to once again bring you this wonderful show. Delighted to be back. We also have our amazing Raymond, who's back from his trip to Ireland. Suitably watered and fed, and probably just trying to get used to the shorter days we have here now that we've entered what is the winter solstice. So I think we should be celebrating. We've gotten to the worst point, and now it's all downhill from here. So sit back for the time being, relax. Got some music for you a little bit later on, and we'll see where the show goes. So in terms of what I've been getting up to since I was last here, probably a few months ago. Most recently, Winetopia, not bad event. So I wouldn't consider myself a lush, but I do like a glass of wine, and I thought I'd treat myself. You know, the wife isn't into it too much, so actually went along by myself. It's actually quite nice, quite enjoyable. Got to speak to quite a few of the winemakers. So if you can imagine the TSB Arena, all decorated and draped, a whole load of stands as if it's some kind of expo, all various different vineyards kind of turning up from Kaikoura all the way up to Waiheke, and a few of the guys from Martinburgh kind of came over the hill. And you get to either have a little taster or a sample or a full glass, and you kind of work your way around. But I got the chance to go for, it was called a Pinot Noir Masterclass, which I thought sounded quite fancy. And actually, it's because I know nothing about wine. I thought I may as well go and try and learn something. So there was a guy there called Stephen Wong, who's a master of wines. And you're kind of put into this room. It's kind of a U-shaped setup of tables. There's probably about room for 30 people. There's five glasses in front of you, and they've pre-selected a whole load of special wines that they want to kind of talk you through and walk you through, just so you can kind of get a little bit of an education. So we kind of crack into it. Stephen knows what he's talking around and goes through the different kind of flavor notes and combinations of minerality and petrichor and gooseberry and whatever. And the rest of us are, you know, sipping and, you know, drinking and enjoy it. And obviously he's sampling and spitting into his little spittoon while the rest of us are knocking everything back. Now, it's only a small shot, and listen, I don't romanticize or glorify the consumption of wine, but this was very enjoyable. The best part of the evening was realizing that while they'd set up for 30 and poured out enough drink for 30 people, only about 10 of us turned up. And so every couple of minutes we would stand up and rotate and get to kind of get stuck into the next lot of wine. So we managed to capitalize on the fact that there wasn't that many people there. And yeah, needless to say, it was an interesting walk leaving that place a few hours later. But anyway, that's what's kept me busy. What I did do, and I bumped into a guy who I'd bumped into before, Brian's his name. Now, Brian and Nikki run a little vineyard just a little bit north of Masterton. It's called Le Gras. Brian is from Ireland, and I think I've bumped into him twice. The last time was at the Wine Harvest Festival, kind of pre-COVID, similar thing. Bumped into him, recognised this guy in the distance that had an Irish license plate, recognised the word Le Gras, which is Gaelic for love. I went chatting to this guy, and I say chatting, I was probably, you know, talking at him and slurring my words and all sorts. And I remember him saying, "Your name's Brian, great, I've got a cousin called Brian, I'll remember your name. My name's Anthony." He went, "Oh, my middle name's Anthony, there we are, we hit it off." I think we did the same back and forth last weekend. So I've committed to kind of go out to meet up with him, and hopefully the next time round when I come to do the show, I'll probably bring in a little snippet of a mini interview, and you can kind of find out a little bit more. But in between now and then, if you hear of Le Gras, you're passing through Masterton, kind of pop in and see him, he's a good lad. Let's kind of maybe kind of play some music here, and I'll get started with this lady called Anna Meakey Bishop. Now, she was born in Wicklow in Ireland. Although she spent part of her childhood not only in New Zealand, but later moved to Bulgaria, then Bangladesh, and then Switzerland and Spain. So that's quite a combination. Her songs, you know, I think kind of reflect that kind of travel that she's had over her lifetime. She's got kind of very different kind of styles, from Brazilian to Appalachian folk and classical music kind of thrown in there. But she probably came to wider attention with a song a few years ago called Warped Window, which, if you were fans of the TV show Normal People, I think it was the end song, or I don't know how you'd call it. You have the theme song at the beginning, whatever the end song is. So she played with the Cork improv group Hex, and kind of brings, I guess, some of those kind of slightly esoteric or obscure kind of melodies into the music that she plays with her own compositions. So have a sit back, listen to Anne Meakey. It's Mannequin.
Might have been otherwise, I think that it's sometimes the ritual, the give and take, mirrored in the things we say. Fuchsia burns a summer road, asphalt melts as we watch absence. Can you feel it on your skin? Porcelain alive, why still leave me to my own imagining, the spectacle, the mannequin. Waiting as night leaves the breath, presence in its way, inevitable. I'm
Lovely stuff. Next up, we go to a band who are probably kind of headed up by one single individual, a guy called Conor J. O'Brien. It's an Irish indie folk band, and the singer-songwriter Conor J. O'Brien is a guy based in Dublin. They've had quite a good history or good run of it in terms of success for their albums. I think probably 13, 14 years ago, they kicked off with their debut album, Becoming a Jackal. That particular one was nominated or shortlisted for the 2010 Mercury Prize and the Choice Music Prize. When they brought out Wayland a few years later, that won the Choice Music Prize that year in 2013 and shortlisted for the Mercury Prize. Then 2015, they released Darling Arithmetic, which is like a compilation of live reworkings of some of the band's best-known tracks. And that particular album in 2016 won the Ivor Novello Award for Best Album, which was then followed by The Art of Pretending to Swim in September 2018. And the fifth album, Fever Dreams, was released in 2021. And like these guys, they tour globally now. So regularly around Ireland, the UK and Europe. And then, you'll see them in the United States, Australia, Canada. Don't think they've made the jump to New Zealand, as far as I could see. Be lovely to see if they did. And if they do make it here, definitely go check them out. This is The Villagers, Nothing Arrived.
Yeah.
up next for you, we have a little something from Saoirse Richardson. Now, she grew up in Dalkey, in Dublin. She formed her first band age 10, which I think is amazing considering that I've got a 9-year-old girl, and think of her starting her own band. I think it'd be fantastic. But fair play to Saoirse. Got her first band together at 10. It was called 10 Past 2. And it was formed with Bono's daughter, Eve Hewson. I guess it kind of was a bit more novelty, but it was the start of a good career. Although she took a bit of a break, and when she went to kind of study, went to Brooklyn, studying drama and creative writing. But she came back to Dublin in 2017, 2018, played at Longitude Festival and was named one of RTE 2FM's Rising Stars. And she did a bit of work with the Irish band All Twins, who we've played a couple of tunes on this show in the past. So her first album, First Prize Bravery, was released in 2019, nominated for the Choice Music Award, and did a whole lot of collaborations with Sule and Elaine May on a single, Butterflies, which was part of the Three Ireland Made by Music campaign. She's got a second album out, which came out in 2022, Smiling Like an Idiot, written on a guitar and piano, actually in her late grandparents' house during lockdown. I think that's kind of reflected in the kind of cool, sleepy, easy breezy kind of sound to this, quite cozy. And it's quite an easy album to get lost in when you can kind of definitely put on the background and lose yourself in for an afternoon. Probably also helps with the production and that. The actual producers, one was based in LA and one was in Dublin, so they kind of collaborated to get this off the ground. So this is Saoirse Richardson with Archie.
Murder boy called So just a couple of things kind of coming up over the next week or so, just to bear in mind and put in your diary. The Hutt Valley Irish Society, if you're a member of the club and want to know what's happening, they're having their AGM at the club rooms at 3:30 p.m. On Sunday. So you'll, when this goes out, if you didn't know before, you'll just know about it. You've got about 3 hours to get down there. They say that's on 12 Railroad Road. You should know it. They're also, if you ever thought I could do better or you want to have a proper meaningful input and get involved, you've got to be in it to win it. They're taking nominations to get onto the committee. So I'm sure if you went down and put a request in and registered your interest, they'd take you on board. One other thing, the Wellington and Hutt Valley Gaelic Football and Hurling Association of New Zealand is having a bingo night. It's at the Voglemorne Bowling Club, Friday the 30th of June. It's a 6:30 opening for a 7 p.m. start. Very important, this one. They're trying to raise funds to get a whole load of the Wellington GAA players to travel to the World Games. So if you can get down there, show a bit of support, put your hand in your pocket, get a pint in a full house and away you go. But for now, also keep an eye out on a lot of the various web pages and online content of some of our partners and some of the groups we're associated with. In particular, the Hutt Valley Irish Society, as I mentioned earlier, the Wellington Irish Society, Friends of Ireland, and the Irish Business Network of New Zealand. So as always, stay safe. We'll catch you next week. For myself, Ray, and the team here at Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM, Gura Míle Maggat, Slán Leath, Matt Te Uá. We're going to play you out with a number here from Christy Dignan, who was the lead man from the band Aslan, who unfortunately passed away last week. I think he was age 63. Yeah, he had a pretty good run of it, about 40 years, putting out some pretty good music across the Irish music scene. So this one's for you, Christy. All the best.
You've been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM, thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks, New Zealand On Air, for funding accessmedia.nz.